Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Marley Trandall. I'm a PhD candidate from North Carolina State University, and in just 3 minutes, I'm going to try to explain my entire PhD research, which is understanding hollow heart formation in Liberty watermelon. So I have a question for you all. Have any of you gone to the grocery store, purchased a watermelon fruit, taken it home to cut it open and find this in the center of your watermelon? So this is called watermelon hollow heart, and this is what my research specifically focuses on. So watermelon hollow heart primarily develops in seedless watermelon types, and it is difficult to study as it is infrequent from year to year. On top of that, we are not exactly sure what causes this disorder. Researchers have suggested that cultivar selection, tissue firmness, pollination, and environmental factors all play important roles. So some of my research focuses on tissue firmness, as researchers have seen a tendency for fruit with lower tissue firmness to have a higher incidence of hollow heart. And so what some of my research has already found is that even with fruit coming from the same cultivar, Liberty watermelon, those with higher tissue firmness indeed indicated a lower incidence of hollow heart. You know, so we sat there scratching our heads and we wonder why. It's not just tissue firmness that's at play. You know, what else is playing a role? So we wanted to take this a little bit deeper. And we wanted to focus on the plant cell wall. So in the cell wall, it's pretty complex. We have hemicellulose, cellulose, and pectin, which is here at the bottom of the slide. Now, I focus specifically on pectins because they are known to be the glue between the cellulose and the hemicellulose matrix. They are also known to help increase cell wall strength, cell wall adherence, cell wall communication, and may be responsible for diminishing fruit qualities and onsetting fruit disorders like hollow heart. So directing your attention to the bottom of the slide, this is a pectic polysaccharide. Pretty complex, right? So we've been focusing or spending a lot of time looking at two pectins in particular, rhamnogalacturanin 1 and 2, as they have these side branches, or what we like to call sticky linkages. And we believe that these two pectins may be most responsible for that communication and integrity in the cell wall. So we're currently trying to extract and optimize our pectin analysis, but a hypothesis for this is we believe fruit with hollow heart will have decreases in total pectin content, specifically those with that sticky linkage, which will induce cell wall breakage due to lack of strength and integrity in the cell wall, which indeed will decrease tissue firmness. Now, this research is applicable because it's going to give us good information about the fruit quality of this internal fruit disorder. Not only that, but it's going to give us a basis as to why and how this is developing. We can translate that to growers into the industry and potentially be selecting for better watermelon cultivars less susceptible to the disorder. You know, so I always say, though why my watermelon might have hollow heart, my heart surely is not hollow. I want to thank you all for your attention, and if you catch me after, I'll answer any questions.